Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today. Another kind of unusual weather day here in Southern California. The weather report had called for a sunny day in the 90s, but right now it is misting. It's completely overcast. The sun is nowhere in sight. This kind of fogginess reminds me of how sometimes in our own lives things are just foggy. There are areas of our lives where we just don't see the direction. We just don't see the light. And I'd like to share something about that in today's podcast. One of the sayings I thoroughly believe and live by is this: how you do anything is how you do everything. If you're a person who doesn't regard time properly, for example, then you're probably usually late to the places you go. If you're a procrastinator, then whether it comes to getting groceries, paying bills, dealing with certain problems, you probably wait until the last minute to handle your business affairs. I learned a lesson last year that has its roots in the same saying, but it's been useful in completely changing the negative effects of that principle. It's simply this: if it's true that how you do anything is how you do everything, and I believe that is a changeless truth, then if I can change one thing, then I can potentially change everything. And let me share how this worked in my own life. I'm not the king of disorganization and clutter, but I certainly hold a master's degree in each one of those disciplines, or lack of disciplines. And I was working towards my PhD. I had such a horrible habit of not putting things where they belonged and leaving cluttered piles all over the place. Well, one day I needed to mail off a very important bill. I had missed the payment deadline because I was so disorganized I'd lost the bill. So I had to have that bill in the mail that day. Somehow I found my statement for this particular creditor, but I couldn't find an envelope or a stamp. So the hunt was on. I knew I had stamps because I had just purchased a new roll of stamps while at the store the week before, and I hadn't used any of them. But where I had put them was anybody's guess. Consequently, I also couldn't find the envelope. So I rushed to the post office to buy stamps and envelopes, but they were closed. This was a Saturday. Eventually, I purchased envelopes from a Staples or an office supply store, and I got some stamps from a grocery store, and I mailed off the bill. But it took me about 5 hours to do all that running around, not to mention the personal frustration I was feeling the whole time. When that was all done, I mean, I was so drained. The waste of time, the frustrated feelings, it all just struck home, and I made up my mind to do something about it. So here's what I did. I went and bought a plastic organizer box that had separate sections and a lid. It was one of those big craft boxes you see at a craft or art store. I placed all my stamps in one section, I placed different size envelopes in another section, and I attached the organizer to a shelf in my office. That way I wouldn't be tempted to take it someplace else around the house and forget where I had it. So now, when I have to mail our bills, or I have to mail anything, I always know where all my mailing supplies are. This has eliminated the stress, the wasted time, everything negative that's been associated with getting the mail out. And that one simple act of organizing that one disorganized area of my life literally led to a revolution. The benefit from being organized in that one area became contagious. From there, I began to organize other areas of my life. I made separate sections in my closet for all my business clothes and casual clothes, for my shirts and my pants. I got a big box to put all my electrical doohickeys and cords and cables in. Then I started installing shelving in my garage and started organizing things out there. The benefits from this one little change have been huge. I'm less frustrated. I'm able to have more time in the day since I don't spend as much time looking for stuff. And I have really, really grown from just this one little change. So I encourage you to change one thing this month. Pick out something small and fix it. And do it today, because tomorrow is always the busiest day of the year. Well, I need to go find my keys because I have an appointment this morning. Still haven't got that one figured out yet, but I'm working on it. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to conclude every episode of our podcast with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, this wonderful, precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the tasks set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Thanks for listening again. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.